Vera Wild is very, very prone to fashion more than almost any other alcoholic genre. I was listening to the publican in a bar only this week talking about how a lot of these sort of more traditional Kentish ales, although they're still being produced, the pubs are tending towards lagers and craft beers, and craft beers are often very, very fizzy versions of a type of hoppy ale, but it's so gassy that it's more like a kind of novelty lager, if you like. I had one in January, and I had to leave a quarter of a pint in the glass because I was in a relative hurry and I just could not get that gassiness down, you know. And of course, this is always going to be a little bit of a problem with bottled beers as well, because unlike their pump colleagues, they are, you know, there's a lot of gas goes into the bottle to give it any hope of lasting for the sell by. So this one says best before end 02 2026. Proper job. This is by St. Austell Brewery, which has really come up lately, you know, with their tribute ales, and quite a number are sort of sneaking into pubs all over the country. Born in Cornwall. Very, very, very excellent style of drinks, actually, not to be confused with shops. Proper job. The clue is in the name, an authentic IPA, which is stands for India Pale Ale, which is the beer that they used to brew in barrels to send in the ships to India. Masterfully brewed with heartfelt craft, packed full of vibrant citrus, grapefruit, and pineapple flavour. All beers these days are trying to taste like a sort of alcoholic version of Lilt. Balanced with a crisp, bitter finish, a bold original. Yes, yeah, so there's three or four beers that come out at the moment, to my mind, that are, you know, relatively similar. And they are the Adnams Ghost Ship. Now, that's actually a pale ale which has rye in it, one of the very unusual beers to have rye, and it makes such a good beer. And this Proper Job, and then the Citra from Oakham, which is just the citrus tasting hop. And the other one is particularly good is Dark Star Hophead, I think it's called. And these are relatively inexpensive bottled beers. Right, they range from about 3.4 to 5.5%, and they're the total opposite of your really dark ales, like, say, Abbot Ale Reserve and Old Crafty Hen, which are very much autumnal beers, more akin to a country ale, but a porter. They're not porters, they're bitters, but you know, the texture and the consistency of them is very much aligned with a plum porter. But these are very, very much pale ales, and they're tending through the choice of hops, which tend to come from America, towards this citrus style. And it is all relative and it is all fashion. You know, there will come a point in the next, say, 5 years when the public taste wends away from these ales, and it's partly to do with what the brewers introduce. You know, someone will introduce a amazing new idea, a new style, and then everyone tries to do a copy of it. And over time, public taste wends towards that new one, and so the other ones tend to fall off because the sales are becoming lower. I have had this Proper Job in the White Lion in Tenterden, so it's getting a fair few miles away from its Cornish roots. But I really, you know, I'm really drawn to this one because of its looks, both in the bottle and the glass. And I like the fact that it's just that little bit stronger, 5.5%. And it's really doing what it says on the bottle when it says powerfully hopped. So it tells us that it's water, barley, hops and yeast. That's great. No sugar additives. So I'm really trying to keep away from any beers that include anything like glucose syrup extract or hop extract. Terrible, terrible things. So, you know, it's just junk in a bottle. So, you know, this is giving me a really beautiful pint for a night's contemplation. And you take quite a big draught of it, but it's got such an immense finish and it really bursts up on the roof of your mouth that you are going to take some time to drink it, because it's not just that it's powerfully hopped, it's got that immense bite which lager drinkers are looking for, but all they're getting is the fizz and the coldness. But this is what your lager drinkers actually looking for, unbeknownst to them, is this incredible hoppy bite that arrives and stays at the back of the roof of your mouth. And it's akin to what you can get from a really good Pilsner, but it's Cornish. So it's a proper job, you know, proper job. It really does do something for you. I have to say, of all the sort of new wave IPAs that have come in the last few years, this one really does stand its own, because it's only very, very tenuously citrus. And you only actually notice how little citrus it is when you know, I've actually done a tasting where I've tasted it alongside of the Citra from Oakham, the Ghost Ship, and also I think it was Golden Champion from Badger, and all of those were much, much more grapefruity in style. Okay, but you know, have a look out and aim to have a couple of bottle beers a week. Don't always settle for the same ones, or even go for the obvious choice. Try a plum porter in a hot summer's day, and try a pale ale on a cold winter's night. You'll be surprised, because you know, we do tend to have this this sort of direction of travel, which there's always the nights are getting darker, I'll go for the darker beers. But actually, I went through the sort of all the dark beers in about October, and arrived on the pale ales and have been drinking them steadily since. The only exception I've had recently was I had something by Three Acres Brewery of Sussex in the Ewe and Lamb, Rolvenden Lane. I actually had a Skylark Stout, and it was pure chocolate velvet, and that was 4.6%. That really was incredible. It's a very, very good pub, because they have, I mean, it's very traditional in there. It's a lovely open fire. They do food. And they have pork scratchings, but they have four pumps, all of which are in use all the time. They'll almost always have Harvey's Sussex Best and Timothy Taylor's Landlord, but they'll have a couple of guest ales, one of which is often Long Man, or it might be, there's a brewer's on the North Downs, I think it's called North Downs Brewery, and then they have this Three Acres as well. And from time to time, you'll see something completely different, you know. And they don't go through the usual run of what pubs do tend to, you know. I just think, I know it's costly and you've got to draw people in, but once the ale drinkers in an area get to know that you are regularly supplying them with four good choices, they will come out. They'll come out one way or another. Because if your beer's good enough and you have a nice, traditional, you know, good atmosphere, people will travel, you know, because you can't get the same thing at home. And, you know, no matter how good the bottled beer is, it's only a shadow of its real self on the pump. Okay, so what I want to encourage you today is get out, go around and find your favorite local within 10 miles, right, and then start to build from there. And then every week or fortnight, just go an extra 5 to 10 miles and try and find more local pubs. You can find them easily, just use Google Maps and put pubs and then wherever, and they'll come out with little stars to show you where they are. Try and get out and support your local. What I'm saying is, they actually need the £5 even more than you do. Right? Support your local, drink Cask Ale.